The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Expository Thursday. Expository Thursday, as we work together to know the letter better, into the deeper parts of Philippians we travel to understand the things that the Lord doth require of us, and we learn to apply God's timeless truths in our lives, seeking to bring glory to God in the name of Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. Seems like a good thing to me. First up, our introduction today in the letter to Epaphroditus, the warrior for Jesus. He was sick. He was near death. He would not give up. He was on a mission from God. Next, have you ever been bummed out because somebody thought you didn't do something that you were supposed to do, but you really did do it? And they didn't know that. Hey, guess what? You're going to find out you're not alone. And finally, helping others in their ministry is genuinely helping advance the kingdom of God in your own ministry. That's the way God designed it.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, in Oive, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? All right, keeping it simple. T is back with us today. Welcome back, T. Good to have you. If you call in, yeah, it's always nice to have you there. You know, I like it. And I love the analogy we both use about people calling in and then they talk to you and it's like warm chocolate chip cookies. The main reason I like that is because I'm always hungry right at about this time. And then we talk about warm chocolate chip cookies and I'm like, yeah, yep, that just totally works for me. You know, right as rain. I mean, it's just exactly what it is. So if you want to call in, 972-445-0770. T will answer the phone and get you to me, and somehow it'll all work out. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Last time I did the number, I messed it up, so just keep that in mind. We are a couple things that we're going to talk about, but keep in mind, you can talk about a praise report, a prayer request, a pop question, something that you want to comment on, as long as it's kind of edification in it. We don't like negative comments, and you would get dumped before it got on the air. I'm just telling. So don't get mad at me. And then also we do our trivia. Next segment, we'll talk about our trivia sponsor. So we'll get that as we coordinate that. But here's our first trivia question. I want you guys all get ready. Here you go. Here's the big one. It's a pretty straightforward one. I'm having a lot of confidence you can do this. Ready? All right. How many books are in the Old Testament? There you go. How many books are in the Old Testament? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770 is the call-in. The text, 214-210-8483. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation on the show, primarily because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. Most of the time, it's two cans with a string attached to it, and we're just yelling to one another. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First, we want to go into the things that we're made of. As you are well aware, there's a lot of news. And then tomorrow, as you are well aware, there will be, ready? News. And then the day after that, there will be less news because it'll be a Saturday, but there'll still be news. And then that comes around Monday, and there will be news again. In the meantime, you have building blocks that make you the Christian that you are. okay? And that's important, so you need to know what you're made of. These are the three DNA building blocks that you're made of. Here's the D. Draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Never be ashamed. And A, and never be ashamed is N, and A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve. So we need to be drawing to the closer to the Lord daily. Now, how often is that? Daily, right?
right. I was like, is that a trick question?
Yeah, no, that's it. See, that's the whole thing. It's like, what color was Washington's brown horse? Brown. Okay. Sometimes you just gotta nail it down, right? So daily, on a regular basis, consistently. Remember Jesus, when he taught us to pray, he said, talking about our daily bread, which tells you that the prayer of them was daily. Okay, got it. The other part, never be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. People are not going to agree with you. It's going to happen. The gospel is foolishness to them that perish. You're not going to change that. Okay, but you have to still make your own decision whether you're going to follow the Lord or not. That's just what it's going to come down to. And then always be ready to serve, which means that you and I should be ready. Okay, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We should be walking around going, yes, Lord. In fact, if we had a tattoo on the inside of our mind, it probably should be that. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And we're just responding to it. Okay. Got people texting in, a bunch of people on that. The question is straightforward, pretty simple. How many books in the Old Testament? We'll give the answer at the end, unless somebody ends up calling in. In the meantime, let's get ready for expository teaching.
Wow. 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 All I can say is wow. Wow. Wow! Wow! All I can say is wow!
I just like it. I don't know what it is.
All I can say is wow.
Okay, folks, she's on a roll. You better get ready for this. All right, here we go. Epaphroditus, for those that don't know, this is somebody that was working with Paul. We're going to get into this text right now. From Philippians 2:25 says the following. Yet I consider it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my fellow worker, and fellow soldier, but your messenger and the one who ministered to my needs. Now, we have the text read. Somebody's calling in. So what we'll do is we'll wait, then we'll have the person, then we'll do the expository. Is that good? Good way to do it. Okay, fire away. All right, now here I go to answer the phone, although my wife said wait till the second ring. This is David. Who am I talking to?
The plumber.
The plumber. I just love that you remember that. It's the plumber. I told that. That's just like the greatest joke. The plumber. It's the plumber. All right, my friend. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Yeah, I'm fantastic. I am really doing fantastic. I had this encounter with many family members and so on and so forth, and people freaking out. And I said, you know what? I'm going to focus on the Lord. Hey, guess what? He doesn't change. Hey, that's good.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, my friend. How many books in the Old Testament are we talking about?
Is it 38?
Oh, it's so close. It's so close. It's between that and 40. What's between that
Say
and
that
40?
Again?
It's between what you said and the number 40. You said 38.
39.
That's
39.
Right. There it is. That's it, my friend. That is exactly it. And now, do you know how many are in the New Testament? Just to kind of throw it in your direction. You don't have to know this because I didn't ask this one, but just a simple, straightforward.
Let's see. 66 minus 39.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm kind of driving right now.
So okay. I'll do it because you got it, though. That's it. It's 27. So it's 66 minus 39 is 27. 39 in the old, 27 in the new. There you go.
All right.
Excellent job,
have
my friend.
Day.
All right. God bless you. And just for that, because I do have the extra moment to do it, I'll just say this real quickly. This is a joke. I get to do this every once in a while now. Okay. All right. Where was deviled ham mentioned in the Bible? Where was deviled ham mentioned in the Bible? Come on. When the evil spirits entered the swine, the pig. See, then it was devil. All right, back to my text. she just shot me down before I even got there. Epaphroditus, by the way, the name means charming. Okay, that's actually in the Greek what this name means, which means nice guy. You know, charming, lovely, but in a male sense. There's three things Paul said about him in the very beginning. This kind of sets up the rest of it. Really really important, you know, and here's what it is, okay? There are these three things. He said he's my brother, he's my fellow worker, and he's my fellow soldier. Those are three statements, three titles. That means that Epaphroditus was a brother, a sharer of the spiritual life. He was a co-worker, which means he was a sharer of the labor. And watch this. And then he says a fellow soldier, which means he was a sharer of the danger. Because you don't think much about Christianity being dangerous until you're in another country and they're executing you for that, or until people are hunting you down because of your faith, then you will. And so here's a really important element. Epaphroditus, he shared in the spiritual life with Paul. He shared in the labor for the kingdom, and he shared in the danger. He was a solid guy. He was a fantastic guy, in fact. He was, in many ways, a hero. And all those three statements that Paul makes about Epaphroditus, my brother, my fellow worker, and my fellow soldier, those are all distinctions of honor. So if you ever have somebody say to you, you're my brother, or you're my sister, or if they say to you, you're my co-laborer, you're my partner in the kingdom work, or you're my fellow soldier in the kingdom warfare between light and darkness and between God and the enemy, if anybody ever says that to you, that's a compliment, and you should take it as such. When T gets on the engineering board and she helps me communicate this, and this gets out to you and it ministers to you and encourages you to focus more on the Lord and get away from being so self-centered and get away from all the worldly influence and get a little bit more bright with the true light of the world, which is Jesus Christ. That makes her a co-laborer with me. She labors with me as I labor to bring to you those truths. And that's an important element. It's a badge of honor. It's a distinction. And so it is with you when you support the church that you go to, the ministries that you support, not just financially, but with your presence, with your prayers, with your treasure, your time, your talent, which is what most pastors say. When you do that, you're a co-laborer. And don't you think for one second that God does not recognize that, acknowledge that, and write that down. He knows. His book is really good. He never misses a dot or a period or anything. All right, take our break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
A couple things I think we'll open up with. I've decided to open up with a story that I wasn't going to open up with because it's such an outrageous story, but it's not an outrageously super bad story. It's an outrageously super dumb story. There's a big difference. Bad is when I tell you, which I'll be telling you probably in the next segment, how the federal government is creating a database to track down hate speech as they define it.
That's bad.
We'll talk about that a little bit. This is dumb, but it's funny dumb. Dumb, ha-ha, funny, but not entirely. Get this. Now, I'm holding a picture in my hands. You can't see it. But there are four monkeys in this picture that I'm holding. And the headline reads this. Millions in taxpayer money used to study drunken monkeys. No, really. Drunken monkeys. And you're thinking, no, you're making that up. Nope. Federal government reportedly has spent $3.2 million so far in order to get monkeys drunk in order to study the effect of alcohol on the monkeys. I don't know. See, I don't know where you're even going to go. Where are you going to go with this?
I got nothing to say.
There's no comment that anybody can make.
The David Spoon Experience.
If Jesus.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Hey, by the way, don't forget livinginhisgrip.com from September and Glenn. You know, I think about that, the monkeys getting drunk thing, and I think about the $3 million. And by the way, that was an actual story. And I just think that must have been some kegger. That's all I can think. That just had to be like the world's biggest kegger. And then, I mean, I just don't know. It's like, that's just so bizarre. It's like.
I just want to know what the purpose is.
Yeah. The purpose is so that somebody who's doing the project can get paid for doing it. It's got nothing to do. I mean, it's just like, well, no, David, that's really important for. No, it's not. It's just not. There's nothing new.
Sounds like they do it for fun.
Yeah, I think that there's like, let's have a fun project this year. What would you like to do? That's where I think they came up with it. Here we go. This is a good one. I think you guys will know this. I'm confident. It's fill in the blank. So you got to fill in the blank. Okay. There is two blanks here. Two. Okay. Now, I know you're going to overthink this. Don't overthink this. Go with your gut. Okay, don't overthink this. Jesus said, I am the blank of the blank. Okay, don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. That's all I'm going to give you. If you think you know the answer, you can call in. And you can also text in 214-210-8483. You can call in 972-445-0770. It's straightforward, okay? It is probably the one you think it is. I am the blank, go to blank. So I'm going to leave it there. And some people are going to get nervous because I have those openings there. In the meantime, let's cover a couple things. Please do not forget. And we need your help as we're getting into now the 5th of November. Bottom line is we need a little bit of help, a little bit behind, not a ton, but a little bit. I always tell you guys what's going on that. So please go to hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. That is awesome. All right, let me give Deb props. She got it right away. I'm going to give her props. By the way, keep Deb, who's – Deb is, by the way, one of our board members, and she had a big flood thing scenario happen. It's a big flood thing. I don't know how to say things. And so they're going through some stuff. And just keep them in prayer. That's got to be a challenge where you come back to your house, you look in your house, and it becomes a swimming pool, but you haven't really constructed a swimming pool in your house. You know, that could be a challenge from time to time. I'm getting a lot of different answers. There are many correct answers, ironically. I'm just going for one specific. Okay, going for one specific. And I am going to give a hint for so this because I'm getting a lot of different answers. Now I got somebody calling in. Now I have to wait. And you don't get mad if the one that I said is different than the one you came up with because the ones you came up with were excellent. But we do have somebody calling in. We'll give them a chance to nail that down and see if we can keep it square. So as the it's either that or a pizza, which now I'm hungry for chocolate chips and pizza, which is probably not a good thing. Okay. All right. So sweet. They're having a conversation. All right. I'm going to interpret it for you. T is laughing. Okay. All right. And then she's pointing. Now she's looking at me. Okay. I can't
hear. And now the phone's going to ring.
Okay. All right. There we go.
It's just a play-by-play.
This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. This is Al.
Hi, Al.
How are you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I try to wait to see if people are going to call in or not.
And you know what? That is so kind of you. That's a kind action on your part. There's a lot of people that are texting, and they've got a lot of really good ones, and they're all ones that fit. But I am looking for one in particular, though none of these other ones are going to be wrong. But where are we going with when I say I am the blank of the blank? What's a pretty common one?
The light of the world?
Correct! That's the one! I can't believe it! Because there are so many good ones that you can do in that. I was just going for that one. I probably should have been more specific and nailed it down into, you know, into the text itself. But that was the one I was shooting for. So you did a great job. That's out of John chapter 8, verse 12. Excellent, excellent job. Things going good for you?
Very good.
Are you doing good?
Oh, yeah. Everything's going well. Very blessed.
That's all that. Sure. That's what matters. That's what counts,
that's
my friend.
Right.
Stay focused in him. That's the key.
Amen.
All right. God bless you, bro.
Hey, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Awesome. Now, the other ones that people did are great. I was just shooting for one, so don't get mad about that. If you get mad, this next segment will be perfect for you. I hate teaching this next segment. How about that? I hate it with a passion because I am so guilty of what I'm about to talk to you about. Just thoroughly. Here we go. Let's back it up to verse 25. Yet I consider it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker, and fellow soldier, but your messenger and the one who ministered to my need, verse 26, since he was longing for you all and was distressed because you heard that he was sick. You're thinking, what does that have to do with anything in the universe, Dave? Watch. Verse 27, for indeed he was sick, almost unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him, but also on me as well, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore I sent him the more eagerly to see you, that when you see him again, you may rejoice and be less sorrowful. Receiving from him, therefore, in the Lord with all gladness, and receive him, and then hold him in such esteem, because for the work of Christ he came close to death. Here's the key to the whole text. I want you to really get this. The people that Paul wrote to, the church at Philippi, sent Epaphroditus to Paul to help Paul financially and fellowship-wise. That's why they sent him, okay? Epaphroditus, either en route or while he was, either after he arrived or whatever, got really sick. How sick? Super duper sick to the point of almost dying, which is what Paul describes in verse 27 and 28 and in verse 30. He was sick almost unto death. Watch this. Ready? But the church at Philippi thought the mission didn't get completed because Epaphroditus was sick. So he didn't accomplish what they were hoping he would accomplish. And to some degree, they assumed that Epaphroditus failed in his mission. They were not correct, and Paul was setting the record straight. So how does this all apply, and what am I talking about when I say, for me, I look at this and I struggle with this, and I'm just going to give you the real answer real fast, and that is, I assume things about other believers that I don't know for sure, and I certainly come out looking foolish. Do you ever assume? That's what they did, and Paul set the record straight. Do we have somebody calling in? Okay. All right, got to let it ring a second time before I hit the button, by the way. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Yeah, David, this is Brother Ace.
Hey, Brother Ace. What's going on?
Hi. Well, I didn't know if you knew, but Irvin Baxter of End Time Ministries passed away yesterday from COVID.
Yes.
No, you did know. Okay.
Yeah, and we talked about it yesterday, and in my next segment, there's a little bit of something I'm going to mention about that, but I just think, and that's a really important element, because anytime a warrior for God moves to that next level where he meets God face to face, it's our loss, but his gain. And yeah, it's one of those things that we need to be aware of, but the family needs prayer. I mean, Dave needs prayer. Their whole crew needs prayer, and they need to be comforted from the God of all comfort. And we did mention that yesterday, and it's just one of those things that when it happens, you just look at it and say, the Lord's timing is perfect, and he knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah. Well, that just goes with the scripture, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
Exactly. So, right.
If you're a true believer, that's what you'll believe.
Yeah, that is perfect.
I won't be as sorrow as others. So. All right, I'm sorry.
No. That is more than okay. So. Nope, never apologize. Never apologize for calling me. You always call me whenever it is something on your heart. You have free reign to do that, as does everybody about that.
Well, I appreciate this.
You got that. All right.
Take care of yourself.
God bless you. And that is true. God bless you. And we didn't have a lot of time to talk about it yesterday, but we did mention, and it is important for you to understand, it doesn't even matter if you think, well, that ministry, I really like a lot of it, but I don't agree with everything, or that, I don't agree with everything. You don't agree with everything you said 20 years ago. Relax. I mean, take a deep breath. The idea in that is to really understand that warriors for God are to be appreciated. That's something that we should most definitely keep at the heart of our minds. Now, on this lesson that I'm talking about, because it's so painful for me to look at from time to time, I'm going to still talk about this in the next segment. And the reason is, when people are in situations, it's super easy for you and I to interpret those situations from our own framework when we don't have all the information, which is why Scripture says that we're not supposed to evaluate a matter before we hear all sides. And it's really a foolish thing to judge or to evaluate prior or prematurely, so to speak. And in this case, Paul wasn't mad at the church at Philippi by any means, but because Epaphroditus was so sick, they were like, oh, that guy, he probably didn't do what we were hoping he would do. But they were wrong. He did do it, but they were concerned about it, and Paul wanted to set that record straight. So when we come back, I just want to come back and deal maybe just a little bit with the odd couple presentation of what it is to assume, and if you know what that means, it has to do with breaking down of the word, and we'll get to that in the next segment. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back.
All of mankind, destroying everyone and everything we find. He's the home.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Is the David Spoon Experience.
Regardless of what the world says, regardless of what politics say, regardless of what different people say, Jesus does one thing better than anybody else. He brings hope. It's like, wait, this could be different. And in verse 29, she touches Jesus and immediately her bleeding stops, right? The Bible says, look at it, immediately her bleeding stopped. She felt it in her body. She was freed from her suffering. You know, people will say, well, I mean, how do you know if you're healed? I got a message for you. When you touch the Lord and power comes from the Lord into your life, you know. She knew. Not only did she know, Jesus knew. And Jesus was like, okay, who touched me? Who touched me? Power went out for me. Right? And then the disciples are, okay. Look, there's like 1,000 people right next to you. How are we supposed to Now, why did Jesus do all that? Watch this. This is just one of those absolute mind blowers. The first thing that happens to her is her issue of blood ceases to exist because she touches Jesus. We would call that a physical healing. She was physically healed. She had an issue of blood, and that's a problem, and she couldn't do anything to help it. But when she was able to touch Jesus, bam, the physical healing happened. But then Jesus does this such weird thing because he's so cool that it just fits the whole thing. He says, "Who touched me?" And they're all like going, okay, well, you know, take a look around, dude. There's a lot of people here. And he's like, "Who touched me?" And then the woman said, "It was me." Right? Jesus not only physically healed her, watch this, he socially healed her. Because a woman who had an issue of blood was not allowed to have the same level of public contact as everybody else. So he heals her physically and then calls her up in front of everybody and goes, "Yeah, you're well now, huh?" It's just think about the moment. And instead of saying anything negative, right? Because God's not like that. He's like, "Oh, your faith has healed you. Okay, your faith and confidence in you touching me made the difference. You're physically healed. And let everybody who's around you know you are no longer to be untouched because you touched me. Now you're socially healed." Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to give props to Ace for bringing that up about Irvin Baxter. We're going to talk about that. Actually, it was Eric who gave me the info. I didn't even know what was going on when it originally happened. I'm going to talk about that in the next segment. In this segment, we're going to do trivia, but before we do trivia, we must make sure to take care of our trivia sponsor.
Up next is Bible Trivia, sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Make sure your home is comfortable in any weather and contact the AC coach today. Call or visit him online at TexasAirKing.com.
There you go, Texas Air Kings. We want to give them the props and the acknowledgement as we get into our trivia right now. They're our trivia sponsor. And we're still figuring that out, how to, you know. You might see that in the first segment, fourth segment, third segment, second segment. I'll let you know. Okay, that's fine. Here's the next trivia question. This is a little easier, but I want the full answer, okay? I want the full answer. I'm going for the full answer. The only thing I'm going to tell you is it's in Colossians. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all. Okay. Beep. Blank. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, you can tell that's the King James, right? I could have said, whatsoever you doeth, in wordeth or deedeth, do alleth. Okay. Finish that. And if you know the answer, you can call in or you can text in 214-210-8483. Please don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okay, there you go. And so don't forget to participate with us and help. And, you know, if you can give, give, great. If not, you can pray. And we would definitely efficiently ask you to do that. That's the most important element, I think, personally. And, you know, like Noelle and I, we try to give to different places. We're not the best at it, but we try to take care of home base first, which is our church, and then whatever else is there and available kind of thing. Okay, so whatever you do, this is the trivia question brought to you by Texas Air King. Whatever you do or whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all. Okay, now there's a, okay, it's in Colossians, so just look it up. That's what you can do. All right, so let me give you an example, and I want to go back to this. We've covered everything, right? I want to go back to this element of that the people at Philippi might have assumed that because Epaphroditus didn't get, he got really sick, that maybe he didn't accomplish of everything he was supposed to accomplish. This is a problem that the church has in general that gets addressed very, very in a very limited basis. Doesn't really, it's not really answered well. And I feel in my heart it's something that we should directly answer. And that is, when you walk in to church or when you meet people or talk to people, when you get a text from people, listen to what I just said. If you get a text from people and you don't understand where they're coming from in the text, or they misspell a word or say the wrong word or do something like that, you might potentially interpret that as a negative. Oh, why are they saying that? You know, kind of thing. Or where did that come from? Or when you see somebody in church and they look at you funny, and we don't even talk about it because we're not allowed to for some reason, but they look at you funny. You think they look at you funny, but they're not even actually thinking about you or looking at you. They just had a cramp or they just had gas or something and they squinted and you thought, what was that look for? And it's like, it's that whole interpretive process that we go through. Just so you can know, I go through this on a regular basis. It just happened yesterday and today. And I knew I was teaching on it, which drives me crazy. And that is, you know, you guys remember the original Odd Couple. If you take the word assume and break it up, the first part of the word tells you what you're being like, and then it tells you who you're doing that to. And then the second part of the word is me and you. And so the idea to understand, you got to really calculate that because I'm not going to say it on the air. So the real element there is that when we assume, we put ourselves in a bad position of thinking certain things happened that maybe didn't happen. I had that happen to me yesterday when I got a grade back and I was very pridefully mad. And I was like, and I even said something to Noel, because I don't say anything to anybody else. When I blow a gasket, it goes, my wife is the one, you know, that I go to. And I was upset. And then I was looking at it again today, and I had just missed that prior to that, he gave me 100% credit on something I probably shouldn't have got 100% on. And then he gave me kind of not an adjusted, but more of a reasonable approach. And then I was just thinking, I remember saying to my wife, he doesn't like me. Because he gave me this bad grade. And don't you see, I know that sounds crazy, but you and I, we do it a lot. Like I will talk to somebody, even if, it doesn't matter if it's in business, whatever, and then you think, well, what is that person thinking? Did they think this? Did they think this? Did they think this? And you go through a litany in your mind of all these possibilities. All of that stuff is all assumptive stupid. That's what that is. And you think, well, I never do that. Well, you're blessed. So let me just say it. I do it all the time. So it's terrible. And I actually have to ask God to help me. Well, I mean, what do you think I have to say? Please help me not to think that way, because that's a foolish way to think. To assume that somebody's thinking or doing or anything like that is wrong. And yet I do it. You see what I'm saying? All right. Do we have somebody that called in just checking in for pizza? Yeah? Okay. All right. And so why I bring that up, because that's practical Christianity. The practical part of this stuff, we talk about these teachings. This is exactly what took place with the church. They were worried that Epaphroditus didn't fulfill it because they had heard that he was sick. And because he was sick, they didn't think that he could pull it off. But they were wrong. And Paul set that record straight. And he even said, just if you go into the text, which we're going to do right now, he even says this. He says, verse 26, since he was longing for you all and was distressed because he heard that you heard he was sick. In other words, he was sick. He heard that you heard you were that he was sick. And then he got all bummed out. He was distressed because he thought, they're thinking I'm going to fail. And everybody is assuming on all sides. And Paul's like going, okay, let's just set the record straight. He was sick, but God had mercy on him, not on him only, but also on me. And he was wonderful. He did a great job. Everything was fine. But that had to get set straight. The record had to be corrected. And Paul says something interesting. And the reason I bring that up and the reason I'm harping about it is because it's my guilt. I do it. I fail in that. I'm not saying anything other than I do it wrong. And I'm encouraging you, if you're a person who's like me that does that, to do it less. Don't interpret the situation only based on your information. Don't interpret what you see. You know, I was reading, I'll just say it real quickly and you guys can freak out later. So I'm reading yesterday in my devotions, and in 2 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 7. I'm pretty sure it's in chapter 7, where Paul says, Don't evaluate it. Don't judge it based on the appearance. He says it just in one little, it's a clause. It's a clause. And it's like, it's, you know, don't evaluate that. Don't base that on appearance. And it made me think in my mind that everybody is looking at all the politics and all of our government and all of our country based on appearance. Like, this appears to be this, or this appears to be this. And you know what's so funny about that? We're all guessing based on what we have or what we think we know, but then you know God's up there going, these guys are not even close. He's just doing what he's doing. And it's like, but in our system, and you think, well, aren't we supposed to evaluate because, you know, we're supposed to use our wisdom? Well, the true wisdom that God gives us is to first take whatever it is we're looking at and put it through the prism of the eyes of God. Then go forward and do what we do. And if you put it through the eyes of God, he's the only one in this country right now that's not confused. So it's like, okay, Lord, you just show us. You just teach us. You just help us and help us to do it right and help us to think it right and to process it right. And don't let us leap to assumption. Okay? All right. That's pretty important. Okay. Ring-a-ding-dingy, ring-a-ding-dingy. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Pizza man.
Hey!
Called.
I want a double cheese, extra meat. Well done. I like my pizza well done, I confess.
All right. I'm assuming you're needing someone to call in for the trivia question.
That is correct, my friend. All right, what do you got?
Right in.
Okay. What do you got is whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all
for the glory of God.
Okay, now watch this. I want you to give me the real. I'm going to give you the Colossians. I want you to use the Colossians ones. Don't move. Don't move an inch. Okay.
I'm not moving.
Okay. All right. Whatever you do in word or deed, do it all. It's in a particular name. It's in a particular name. Who do we do everything in the name of?
Jesus.
That is correct, sir! Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks, as you are correct, by the way, giving thanks, giving glory to God the Father through him. We do it in the name of Jesus to the glory of God. So you were there. I'm just giving you the whole, I wanted you to do the whole thing. And that's important because whatever we do it in the name and we do it to the glory of the Lord.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Very good.
Excellent. Excellent job. Right. I appreciate it very much.
Have a good day, sir.
All right. You too. Bye. Okay. Now, so we took up some time. That was perfect, right? We're perfect. We're going to do history in the next segment. Yes, I harped on assuming because many Christians do it. That's why that happens. We're going to break. We're going to come back. I still have so much to do, but I'll try and cherry pick it the best I can. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Thanks for listening to David Spoon on KAAM. Bible Trivia is sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Trust the AC coach to take care of your heating and cooling needs. Call or visit him online today at TexasAirKing.com.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Today is Have a Bad Day Day. I don't know. Have a Bad Day Day? Somebody had to take the time to name a day a bad day. I don't know.
I think it's also National Men's Day, so that kind of works.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Play Monopoly Day is also a holiday that some people like. And then World Toilet Day.
Okay.
I'm not even going to – not even close. Not even going to touch that. For those that want to know, this is the stuff I like. This is what you get when you listen to the show. On this day in 1959, the Edsel was discontinued. That might be interesting. But this is what's fascinating. Rocky and Bullwinkle, Rocky and his friends, premiered on this day in 1959. See, that's important.
I hated that cartoon.
Did you really hate
Horrible.
That cartoon?
Okay. Horrible.
I liked the cartoon. I always thought, you know, the Russians did it. Do you remember when they were going
Natasha
through?
Natasha and Boris.
They were going through this whole thing with Donald Trump and that whole thing, and people kept dropping in these memes with the – it was so funny. I mean, it was some pretty funny stuff. And I will tell you one last thing, and we'll get into the teaching. We'll do trivia in the next segment. I will let you know that my wife and I got into a discussion last night as we were watching television, as we were watching a show, while we're working on stuff together, and I don't have the answer, so I'm going to ask Wonder Julie. And if you call in for a trivia, you might be able to give us the answer. But we're watching a show, and in the show, there's all these people that are skydiving. And then the last guy goes, and I tried to say, well, it looks like he's skydived. And then I was like, well, that doesn't sound right, skydived, because that's past tense. And then skydove. And then that didn't sound right. And then skydiven, that doesn't sound right. Skydivid, that doesn't sound right. Skydiv, jump out. I mean, what is the past tense of skydived? It just seems weird. It seems like it's a weird – do you have any idea what it is?
I don't know. I never would jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
It was one of those things we looked at each other and laughed because we're like, I don't even know the answer to this. My English is so bad. I can't even figure out how to give me the past tense. I mean, sky dove, but it just seems like a weird word. Maybe it's me. That's what happens when they experiment with you when drugs, when you're like 1 year old. Try this on him. Try this on him. That was me. All right, let's go into Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Poor Wonder Julie's going, what happened to you? Nothing. It's the same idiotic me.
Hey, I leave you alone for one day, and the wheels come off.
Yeah, the wheels on the bus go round and round. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I was just texting Eric during the show, talking about waiting for the second ring. You know who was the person who told me to stop doing that on the rings was Noelle. She was just like, hey, you know, you keep cutting that off. So I'm like, what, are you listening to the show now? I mean, you've heard me do this for 8 years. Now you're listening to the show? Now? She goes, ring, 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 ring. It's like, I never win in those things. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know. That's all I got. Let's get the next trivia question. This is something everybody should know. You can either give me the completion of the verse or just fill in the blanks. Okay, there's a full verse to this. I'm only looking for the first half of the verse, not for any particular reason. There are three words I want you to fill in here. You can do the full or you can do the three words. I am the blank, the blank, and the blank. Almost sounds like Mel Blanc. I am the blank, the blank, and the blank. Yes, I want you to want that to come to your mind. I want you to think of what that is. If you know, you can call in or you can text in. If you want to text, it is 214-210-8483. Please do not forget, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okay, the one thing I will tell you is I did put yesterday's show on the website. I probably should have mentioned that to somebody somewhere at some point. So not only is Pastor Kurt's sermon up there that has to do with being discontent, which is an excellent sermon, it's on the website, but also yesterday's show. And yesterday's show was just as straightforward as I think I've been straight down the line. I just find it very humorous that everybody thinks that everybody's in charge. I think that's funny. I think as soon as everybody wakes up tomorrow and then they go, there's a huge asteroid about to hit the Earth, everything changes. Like in 1 second, everybody go, uh-oh. And then the whole universe changes. It's just like, okay. So bottom line there is you can listen to that on the website, hemustincrease.org. Let's do our history and then we'll do the finish up on the teaching.
Let's go living in the past. Let's go living in the past.
All right, I got to do this quickly. Today is National Nonfiction Day, so technically, because it's Nonfiction Day, it must be Bible Day. Also, for those that don't know, it's a Love Your Lawyer Day. I'll tell this one real fast. There were three people in a cart as they were going through heaven. They had a little golf cart, and there was two pastors and a lawyer, and Peter's taking them through heaven, and they get to the first pastor's house. It's a nice cottage, you know, and they say, here you go. Then they go a little bit further, and it's the lawyer's house, and it's enormous. It's huge. It's like a mega, mega mansion. And they drops the lawyer off, and then Peter's taking the last pastor over, and he goes over to the pastor's house, and it's a nice single-dwelling home. And the pastor turns to Peter and says, well, what's the deal? Because the other pastor got a cottage, and the lawyer, you know, he got a mansion, and I'm getting something like the first guy. And Peter goes, well, pastors up here, kind of a dime a dozen. But a lawyer! But a lawyer! See, because it's so rare. See, but a lawyer! Okay. That's fun. It's not a knock against lawyers. Everybody relax. All right. 1994. I do want to say this. This is the last thing I want to say, and I'll get into teaching. George Foreman became the boxing's oldest heavyweight champion at the age of 45. On this day in 1994, I watched that fight. I used to be a much more of a boxing aficionado. George Foreman for 9 rounds was he looked like a potato that had been beaten with a hammer for 9 rounds. Comes out in the 10th round, throws one punch, catches Michael Moore off guard. One punch, George. Michael Moore goes down, out for the count. And I taught on that following Sunday from 1994, you can go through 9 rounds of being sliced up like a potato and beaten and look like an avocado that went through one of those chopper machines. And in one punch, in one moment, God could change your life. Just took one punch. And that guy became the heavyweight champion of the world again. One punch. That's all it takes. One moment for God. Bam! Okay. Doesn't matter what the 9 rounds were prior. Okay. I think we've covered everything. I got to finish this teaching. Can't get mad at me. It's really important because I want to give the honor where honor's due. The last part of this text, I didn't get into the sorrow upon sorrow. I'll have to do that some other time. Maybe I'll do a separate teaching on that because it's really, really good. Connected for those who are at their wit's end. Really good. But I just want to do this little thing in verse 29 and 30. It says, receive him therefore in the Lord, referring to Epaphroditus, with all gladness and hold such men in esteem. Because for the work of Christ he came close to death, not regarding his life, to supply what was lacking in your service towards me. So Paul defines that Epaphroditus supplied what was lacking in their service and took care of him and did what was necessary. And Paul says, receive him when you see him. And this is the nicest way in the world to say, give this guy a hero's welcome. Receive him. He didn't fail in his mission. He did what he was supposed to do. And see, from God's perspective and man's perspective, it's just they're always different. I mean, just read 1 Samuel 16:7. The outer man is what we look at, and God's looking at the inside and checking everything out. And it's really important to understand that the true heroes, like Irvin Baxter, who gave his life for the gospel. That's a guy, he's already got it, but he's in some regards got a hero's welcome. Because people of the faith are heroes like that. And they're cool. And we should appreciate them. And before you're talking about yourself. Dude, I got more sin in me than 90% of the audience combined. If you put all you together, you're still really low. Trust me. The bottom line is you get somebody like that who's devoted his entire life to proclaiming the gospel, to getting people to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, to professing the truth that he died on the cross. Jesus died on the cross, he was buried, and 3 days later rose again. And by receiving that, accepting that, acknowledging that, welcoming that, accepting that truth into one's life, you can be saved. His whole life was about that. How great is that? I just admire people like that. I have fun. These people are frontliners. Okay? I'm your brother encouraging you. Those are frontline warriors. And then Paul says something that's really fascinating, and I want to make sure you catch it. He says, "Receive him, therefore, in the Lord with all gladness. Hold such men in esteem, because for the work of Christ he came close to death, not regarding his life, to supply what was lacking in your service toward me." There's a great truth here, and I want to be very careful how I say it and approach it. We have somebody calling in, so let me hold off on the truth, and I'll close on that truth and get this person in first. Okay? That's one ring. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Dan.
Hi, brother. How are you?
Excellent.
Always good to hear your voice. Love it. And I always know whenever you call, you always get it right. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Here we go. Jesus said, "I am the blank, the blank, and the blank.
The way, the truth, and the life."
That is correct, sir! That is the key. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through him. Excellent job. That is exactly what we were looking for, and I appreciate you doing that. That
yes,
was
sir.
Perfect.
Thank you.
All right. That's the way to do that. That's just straightforward and straight on. So let me just say this real quickly. Here's something I want you to get. I don't want you to freak out at it, and I don't want you to be too deep into it, but I want you to listen to this. This is a great truth. You got to be careful with it, but it's a great truth. In serving Paul was equated by Paul to serving the Lord because Paul was on a mission, anointed and blessed by God, right? When you are in participation by prayer, by giving, by support, by loving a ministry, you are participating in that person's ministry, but you are advancing the kingdom of God by participating in that person's ministry. You become a part of that ministry. Okay. In other words, when people pray for us or they give to this ministry or do whatever, they're a part of it now. They own some of it in the sense that they're connected to it. Now, you got to be careful when you say that because some leaders take advantage of that and you want to stay away from that garbage. But the idea is that ministry is about people. And that whatever is being lacking, if you're helping supply that, you're participating in that ministry. You're a participant in that labor. And as we said in the very beginning of the show, that's very important to God because that's how God designed it. For you to participate, not just with us, but with your church, with the different ministries that you support and you strengthen, you're a part of that. That's a part of your spiritual resume. That's why that's a good thing. Okay? All right. I missed a lot on it. Did the best I could, just not enough time, not enough radio time. Regardless, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, Christian Station here in Texas, taking a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back tomorrow. More Insanity with Spinanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.